Start. Madam Deputy Chairman, the main question for consideration of this House is whether the increase in the passenger fares and in the freight that has been proposed by the Railway Minister should have the support of this House or not. I have been listening with some interest to the speeches so far made, and they are all unanimous on one point, namely that there should be no increase, particularly so far as the second class passengers are concerned. What we have to decide at present is that those friends who have emphasized their opposition to this levy have also said that in view of our developing economy, in view of our developing industrialization, in view of the fact that there is a greater demand for passenger traffic as well as goods traffic, we have to develop our railway system. We have to see that we increase our lines. We have also to see that we double our lines. We have also to see that the production of the locomotives, wagons and coaches is increased with greater rapidity. Otherwise, we will not be able to meet the demand of the developing economy. It is also agreed that according to the recommendations of the Pay Commission, we all feel that our workers, our laborers are entitled to DA, which will be to the tune of rupees 12 crores. There are no two opinions about it. It is also demanded that so far as amenities to the workers are concerned regarding their privileges and concessions or the repairs to the stock are concerned, there is very urgent need that we should see that our workers do not strain themselves. An engine driver should not be asked to do work for more than 12 hours. Similarly, others in the railways should also have further concessions so far as leisure, rest and leave are concerned. It is also agreed and it has been emphatically stressed on all hands that the second class passengers are not getting amenities which they should get. The greater portion of the income comes from the second class passengers, and the position is that they are not getting their dues by way of rest and comfort which are necessary for them. I appreciate that effort is being made that so far as sleeping accommodation and provision of fans to the second class passengers are concerned, something is being done, but this does not touch even the fringe of the problem. And when we see the second class passenger